Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Called a fun, fast, and delightful read, The Catnip Diaries, The First Year, is a fictional collection of reflections on a cat's first year with its owner, presented in the voice of the cat named Sparkles. The book highlights Sparkles' progression from a kitten to a full-grown cat. It's done with word pictures describing plenty of cat adventures, a little philosophy, and lots of humor. Eileen Novotny is author of The Catnip Diaries, The First Year, and our guest on This Week in America. Eileen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
It is such a charming story, and one you pick it up and you can't put it down, especially if you've ever had a cat, because all those memories keep coming back. Let's talk about how this idea for the book started. I understand you were talking to your sister, who was going through getting a cat in the family as well, and out of that conversation came the book, The Catnip Diaries.
That is correct. I had just put my husband in a nursing home, and our dog died at the same time, and I was very, very depressed. My sister has a cat, and she convinced me that I needed to go to the pound and get another cat, and get a cat.
Yes.
And as soon as I brought him home, my sister and I started comparing notes. And if you have a sister, you know, my cat is better than your cat.
Exactly. Exactly. And out of that experience came the book. The book is The Catnip Diaries by Eileen Novotny, our guest on This Week in America. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. I'll give you some information on a blog site that Eileen has and how you can log in directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned it's a fictional collection of reflections. How much of it is fiction and how much of it is real life? Because as I'm reading it, that could very well be real life.
Well, a lot of it could actually be real if we knew what the cats were actually thinking. But, you know, cats get into a lot of mischief.
They
and
do.
We watch.
Well, they do.
And we watch and wonder how.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, you look at your cat and you think your cat does understand what's going on. So I think you can, when you're a pet owner, you think you can get in the mind of the pet. Let's talk about the trip to the to do the adoption. You had your heart set on, you really thought what you wanted was an older cat. And in the story, The Catnip Diaries, you found a cat you couldn't resist that wasn't an old cat, was it?
No, he was only 5 months old, and he was a male. I wanted a female. And but the two cats that were there, female cats that were there at the pound, were not good enough for me.
What was it about Sparkles that got your attention and won his way into your heart?
Oh, as I was leaving the area, because the two female older cats just didn't cut it with me, and I was walking past the cat, and I kind of, you know, touched him, and all at once he just started purring, and he just won my heart.
And that happens, and it doesn't take long for that to happen. You take Sparkles home, and the story begins with more than 300 entries talking about all the different adventures and experiences. Talk about those. It's always interesting when a cat discovers its environment. It, you know, this is all brand new for the cat. What were some of the adventures, the experiences that you recall that you wrote in the book, The Catnip Diaries, that happened when Sparkles came home for the first time?
Naturally, he was scared, but I don't know what it is, but all cats, even little ones, know what the litter box is for, and he used it right away. And the one story in the book about waking me up in the morning because I was snoring was true.
So that part of it is true. There's so many adventures that the cat goes through in adjusting, and I read that and wondered if in fact that was true, because sometimes they like to have the environment the way they want the environment. They don't want a lot of extra noise, and in this case the cat was trying to tell you that, okay, I want a little peace and quiet now. When you started writing the book, how long did it take you to put all of these entries together and to the point where you felt, okay, this is a good collection of my thoughts during this year?
Well, it actually took only about 3 or 4 months. Of course, my sister thought up a lot of the scenarios, but I put them into writing. I mean, we emailed each other 3-4 times a day with new ideas.
Yeah, and what's nice about the book is you can sit down and read through it as much as you want to. You can go back, pick it up, and read the short stories in there. It's really designed for the reader, isn't it? I mean, we can do this, sit down and read for a couple of hours. If we've got 15 minutes, we want to come away with a smile on our face, we can read it that way as well.
Well, I've left a lot of books that veterinaries to lay on their table while people are waiting to see the vet.
Yes. And this would be... Yeah, this would be great for a vet's office, wouldn't it? As you're sitting there and you can pick up and read a couple of chapters. And for any cat lover, it's the perfect read. Great holiday gift item as well. We're talking about the book, The Catnip Diaries by Aline Novotny. That's Novotny. The blog I talked about is sparkles-one.com. The book is available, of course, wherever you'll find books, Amazon, of course. And you can log on directly to Eileen's blog by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about what Sparkles went through in that first year. Talk about you, the emotions you went through in bringing this cat at home. And you talk about how important that was, especially during that time period for you.
Well, it was very important to me because after my husband was in the nursing home, you know, I was alone at night and all day if I had to be. And so he was great company. And he did so many funny things, you know. I mean, he really did do a lot of those things. So, you know, he got me out of my depression.
How was it to capture Sparkle's personality? I really feel like I know the cat after reading the book, The Catnip Diaries. You really do an excellent job in capturing the personality. How was that? Because it's like I'm seeing and hearing Sparkles on the page of the book as I'm reading.
Right. I guess I always try to find the humor and the comfort in things that I write. So it was just kind of natural.
Yeah, and I see in the bio that you have that Irma Bombeck was a great influence on you. Just a fantastic lady that would write about everyday circumstances, and you'd end up laughing sometimes until you cried when you finished your column. So she was a great influence on you.
That was a lot of influence on me. I really liked Irma Bombeck, and so it was just natural.
And you wrote in... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, even when I worked at the school newspaper, I always did funny things. I was never able to do like a long fiction novel or anything like that. I was always able to find the short story, funny short stories.
That are so amusing to read, and you've got a collection of those, as I say in the book, The Catnip Diaries. Eileen Novotny, our guest in the program. You'll be able to find out all the information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This started, as you mentioned, in high school, and you also wrote in college, for Texas A&M, your thesis, Women in Politics. Talk about that, and could you bring any humor into that, or do they want a straight presentation?
Well, I did bring some humor. I mean, it was humorous to me anyway. I highlighted 7 women in Texas that were almost relegated to footnotes. In fact, there was one woman that was the wife of a governor that was not a nice man. And so he got booted out. But she ran and was the governor, or at least on paper anyway, she was the governor. And in most of the history books, she's listed as a footnote. Not as a governor, but as a footnote, which really ticked me off.
Well, I can imagine that. Imagine that. And that was reflected, obviously, in your writing as well.
Right.
Yeah, Eileen. Yeah, Eileen Novotny with us on the program, talking about her writing in the past in high school and college. It's interesting, too, that you, through your career, a pilot, a school teacher, medical assistant, business owner, other jobs, does that help shape your writing, the different perspective you have? Because you've actually got a lot of world experience out there.
Absolutely. I mean, it always, everything you absorb from your work life and everything went into this, because I'm sure some of the things, I didn't mention blind for my cat, but I did about everything else.
Sparkles, the personality you bring in, and we talked about developing that personality, it in the book, sassy, right. Inquisitive, playful, just a wonderful cat, a wonderful companion. Was that pretty much the way Sparkles was, is in real life?
Right, he was. He was like that. He knew he was appreciated. I mean, of course, he died. The original Sparkles died right after we had 365 entries. I don't know whether he died or whether he ran away or whatever, but I lived out in the country, and there's coyotes and wolves and coons and everything else, so he could have gotten eaten up by something. So then I got another cat, and he became my Sparkles.
Okay, so Sparkles is just sort of a generic name for the cat you have at the time. Do I see a sequel coming here? Will we see Sparkles 2, the Catnip Diaries Part 2?
Well, on my blog, I have enough entries to make a second book. I mean, I really do. And my last, the second Sparkles, he died last year, and so I quit writing after that, but I do have enough for a second book, yes.
And that blog site, by the way, is sparkles-1.com. You can link on to thisweekinamerica.us and go directly to that blog site that Eileen has. Will you get a new cat? Sometimes that's very traumatic when you go through losing a pet. Will you get another cat?
I really want one, but I'm getting to the age where I like to leave home a lot, and that's not fair to the cat.
Yes.
I mean, I retired, and I like to travel, and so it's not fair to the cat to leave him home. So I probably will not get one, but I have places where I can go play with the cat if I want one.
You can go visit a cat. Now, how about your sister? Does she have a cat at the present time?
Well, actually, she has two cats now. The second one, a cousin of ours, had cancer, and she couldn't be around the litter.
Yes.
And so my sister adopted that cat, too.
Well, and
so,
it was...
And they fight almost like the two cats that I mentioned in the book.
The book is The Catnip Diaries. Eileen Novotny is the author and our guest. That's N-O-V as in Victor, O-T-N-Y. The website, blog site, is sparkles-1.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get all that information. It's a real charming account of 1 year. Again, it's tough because so much of it is believable. How much of this is maybe enhanced for the book, and how much is actually real? It's so much fun to watch a cat, in this case, Sparkles. The magic that goes through, we're thinking the cat's mind as he's discovering everything in the house. That had to be quite an experience, especially in the beginning with all new environment, exploring for the first time. It had to be a lot of laughs as you were sort of going through this adaptation with Sparkles.
Well, I mean, a lot of those are the first entries. Most of them are really true. I mean, he wanted to drink my Diet Pepsi, okay? No, he didn't quite understand, no. But we got through it.
Well, yeah, you somehow seem to get through that and laugh along the way, and that's about the only way that you can get through some of those situations. Falling asleep in the dryer, that's something that I think a lot of cat owners can probably go, you know, I've had that happen with our cats as well.
Right, right, yeah. And that's also a warning to people, you know, be careful.
Well, it is. As long as it's funny and it's like, okay, I'll laugh, but the lesson of this is be careful with leaving the door open and be careful because the cat is going to explore. You're right, that's a valuable lesson that's there as well. This book I would think would be a real good read for young people as well, for cat lovers, kids that loved cats, because they really... they'll see the soft side of animals and how animals can be a companion. I would imagine that that's part of the intended audience as well as for young people who really enjoy animals.
I really think children younger than 5 or 6 probably might not get it.
Yes.
And some of it's a little above that. I think anybody from the age of 10 on up would get everything.
Yeah, there are experiences that you can relate to if you're a cat owner. If you're not, you're still going to laugh when you get the stories. It's just a really charming read. The Catnip Diaries, Aleen Novotny, our guest in the program. Talk about what this experience has been like for you. Once you've collected all of these and you put them in book form and you get them published, what's this been like to actually have a copy of the Catnip Diaries and understand that, okay, this is my book. I'm a published author now. Besides everything else I've done in my life, I'm a published author. What's this been like for you?
Well, actually, writing a book was on my bucket list, so to speak, and just one thing I crossed off now. But I know I'm not good at writing long stories, and so... a novel. I knew I wasn't good at that, so I did the thing I was really better at.
Well, and you are excellent at this. It is so well written. It's a very easy read. And a minute or so left in the program, I understand, too, that this really came at the right time in your life when Sparkles entered your life. This really, in fact, you said basically it was like an angel that was sent to get you out of depression. What did Sparkles mean to you, especially in those early months when he was first with you?
Well, I mean, he slept right next to me. It was comfort to wake up in the middle of the night worried about something and hearing the cat purr, you know? I mean, it was comforting to me.
And we've all gone through that when suddenly all the problems in the world seem maybe not quite as big when you have the companionship of an animal there with you. The stories are original,
right.
Delightful. The book, as I say, is easy to pick up and read in short bursts because there are over more than 300 entries there. And again, if they go to the website, if they go to the blog site, they're going to get some new stories as well. So how often do you update that?
Well, I was updating it every couple of weeks, but since my last cat died, I haven't really entered much. So I guess I consider that kind of a thing of the past for me, or you know.
Well, there's a lot of information. Yeah, there's a lot of entertainment there, so you'll be able to go and have a laugh as well as reading the book. The Catnip Diaries, Aleen Novotny with us on the program. Again, the blog site we're talking about is sparkles-one.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on directly, get that information, and get information on the book as well. Aleen, excellent job on the book. Irma Bombeck would be proud. You learned very well from reading her because you make us smile. It's taking our everyday companions, in this case a cat by the name of Sparkles, and it makes it enjoyable, makes us laugh as we read it. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. If you do a follow-up, let us know, and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Rick, for inviting me.
It was pleasure to have you with us on the program. Again, the book is The Catnip Diaries. Aleen Novotny is the author. Log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Aileen's blog site, get information on the book, and a direct link to Amazon as well. You're listening to This Week in America. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.